Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Mass for the Graduation 2015, and the readings are from Cycle B.
When I first started to read that first reading about trees, sprouts, and growth, and giant tree on the hill, I couldn't think of the expression, fear the tree. Babylon had wreaked destruction and death on Jerusalem, and the Davidic monarchy was taken into exile. But hope lingered. A Davidic sprout would take root. A new tree upon the hillside would grow, so magnificent that all the nations would come to it. Indeed, they wanted to be able to say, fear the tree. That same dream is in every human psyche. To achieve, to succeed, to conquer, to rule, to be someone. Indeed, we wish the graduates every blessing, every success. Entrepreneurial and engineering warriors, scholars and shapers of a new tomorrow, where will Stanford take us? In you live the dreams and aspirations of your families and your countries. And you go, certainly, with our deepest and fondest blessings. There's a message of hope in that reading, of a better tomorrow. But there's also a message of warning. You have to remember that the first tree was felled. Hubris brought with it its own punishment. Pride and ambition, power, politics, and simple avarice brought Jerusalem to destruction. That same hubris could still destroy the planet, right? Merely having more is never enough, especially when it is at the expense of helping and giving. You know, the first and greatest gift you will ever give is yourself. You are God's work of art. The greatest treasure is you, alive, really alive. In the year 178 AD, that's a long time ago, Saint Irenaeus of Lyon said, "The glory of God is man, men and women, fully alive." Not many people, however, know the second half of the sentence. And the life of man is the vision of God. So where can I go to see God? I don't want to wait till eternity. Where do I look to see the face of God right now? Where can I find Jesus, the very self-expression of that Father? In every human heart, in every hungry person, in every crying child, in every forgotten friend, in every war-torn field, Jesus is there, showing us a very different face of God. Jesus in them, looking for your response. Now forgive me a personal story. 1982, that's a long time, a lot of you weren't even born. Worked in a shelter in El Paso, Texas. Talk about cool weather. When I arrived, it was 120, and it cooled to a comfortable 116. I was still a De La Salle Christian brother. An annunciation house was where the homeless went after they got kicked out of the Salvation Army. Two-story brick building. Do not think air conditioning. We didn't even have a fan. At night, I put a sheet out, got one of those spray bottles, you know, to use an ironing, sprayed myself down, and prayed to God I'd fall asleep before all the water evaporated. There was a woman there, Dolores. She had seven kids. Long-suffering, she had put up for many years with her husband, who was an alcoholic, and the demon just got worse and worse into him. So much so that her husband's sister persuaded Dolores to divorce her husband. Had to. Because in those days, the Texas Board of Human Resources, a very fancy name for welfare, gave very, very little help if the father was still around. She would live at Annunciation for almost a year. Now I had a little boy, little Daniel, 5 years of age. He was my favorite. I loved that child. He would follow me around the place carrying tools, huh? If I was getting some bags of food and food for some of the people who needed help, he'd open and hold that bag for me. Well, one day, little Daniel comes up to me. I was in the kitchen like this. Like a little Frankenstein. I am Cookie Monster. Give me cookie. Daniel did something that tore my heart apart. He called me Dad. This little boy so much wanted a dad in his life that he adopted me. How well that shelter was named, Annunciation House. Little Daniel was for me the Christ child. He reminded me what was really important. It was people. And what I could really give that made a real difference. He taught me to forget my own fears and narrow vision of what success looked like. And to simply respond to God's grace. I am convinced in every person's life, God will bring a Daniel. 5 years old, 15, 50. He will bring someone who will knock on the door of your heart. Will you be home? Where is the vision of God? In every wounded heart, suffering soul, and needy person. What you did to the least of my brethren, you did to me, right? God will offer you a Daniel experience. I beg you, say yes. It makes life wonderful. You have something really important to give. Now, from this vantage point, you can begin to understand the theological and political scandal of that second parable, the parable of the mustard seed. Do you think Jesus was a popular guy when he gave that parable? The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed? It's supposed to be like a cedar. That's what Ezekiel said. It's supposed to be mighty. It's supposed to be strong. All the nations are supposed to come to it. Sounds like a little bit like American exceptionalism sometimes. You know that phrase, the kingdom of God is like, is tantamount to saying, God is like. God is like a mustard seed. Is that how you imagine God? The kingdom of God begins in unexpected people and unexpected places. It begins with the smallest little opening of your heart to let that little seed in, and God will do the rest. God is glimpsed in the very faces of those we would neglect or forget about. Let that seed be planted in you, and the kingdom of God will grow like weeds. Yes, I wish you all every success. But with a caring heart that touches hearts. You have a purpose. You really do have a purpose, an eternal purpose. To heal the wound of brokenness and to be light. You share in Jesus' own mission of redemption for the world. You know, we don't need in our world more fear. And so if you let that seed be planted in you, then we'll say, not fear the tree, love the tree. And especially love the tree of the cross, where Jesus poured his love out on every one of us. Each year we present a number of awards to students. The Monsignor Eugene Boyle Award was named after the social activist priest of the 1960s and early 70s. Constant companion of Cesar Chavez was the director of the San Francisco Archdiocesan Social Justice Commission. Friend to the Black Panthers, wow. He actually was the target of an FBI counterintelligence effort that earned him a very unpleasant visit to United States Senate subcommittee. His name locally was synonymous with justice and equality. Those are heady days. They were difficult days. But he loved people and thought we should too. This award is presented to Matt Gonzalez. Diligent, self-motivated member of the Catholic leadership team for 3 years. As the chair of the Social Justice Committee, he initiated a host of events that sought the participation of other faith traditions. These included the Warm and Fuzzy Make-a-thon that created scarves and blankets for the homeless, Solidarity Suppers for Interfaith Dialogue, exploring Lenten themes, Speed Friending, that included members of Hillel and the Islamic community. In all these, he's proven himself a leader that eagerly puts in long hours and seeks to motivate others. His passion for service included Stanford's Night Outreach, St. Anthony's Kitchen, as well as participating in our community's immersion trips to Las Vegas and the Dominican HIV/AIDS Center there, and the large community in Seattle, a community of the differently abled. He also led outreach to San Mateo Juvenile Hall that brings communion to incarcerated teenagers and more. Matt has been passionate for people, seeking to reach out and lift others up while building bridges of mutual understanding between disparate peoples. In Matt, passion became action. The Monsignor Eugene Boyle Award is granted to graduating senior Matt Gonzalez.
I have the pleasure of introducing another award, this year's recipient of the Father John Tierney Award for Outstanding Service to the Catholic Community. This year's recipient is a student whose warm smile, kind words, and desire to see God in everyone has blessed our community, making it a loving and welcoming home for all. I hope you all feel welcome today. I asked fellow student leaders three questions about this particular student. What words would you describe her, or what words would you use to describe her? What has it been like to serve alongside her? And what do you admire most about her? The words her peers used to describe her: joyful, humble, spiritual, graceful, peaceful, dependable, and smiling. In describing her ministry, they say she works hard to serve the community, and she truly loves to bring others closer to God. What do they admire about her? She's a good listener, a caring listener, and she's always smiling. She radiates the joy of our faith. Finally, one student sums her up perfectly when he says, "I admire the simplicity in which she conducts herself and lives her life. It's easy at Stanford to be whisked into the hustle and bustle of the world and to forget the true meaning and purpose of our existence. Hannah puts her faith first, and she does it with a simple gentleness and goodness." This student goes on to quote The Hobbit. This is for Hannah. Thorin's parting words to Bilbo Baggins: "There is more in you of good than you know, child of the kindly West. Some courage and some wisdom blended in measure. If more of us valued food and cheer and song above hoarded gold, it would be a merrier world." And Hannah has made it a very merry place around here. It is my honor to invite up Hannah Abalos as the recipient of this year's Father John Tierney Award for Outstanding Service to the Catholic Community.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.